Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Spring into Honda North and drive home in the new Civic you want from just $119 a month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Going on now. See Honda North for details. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Not far from Tennessee, growing up being dirt poor, not having anyone there for me. I turned 18 and I skipped town to the call of the wild. I guess my mom was right. I must have been one bad as a redneck rebel child. Southern skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home. And when I see them southern skies, you know, I'm pulling a heavy load. All my memories always take me back to the days I was playing down on Copperhead Road. Reality check, and I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing here? Headed south, and man, I was shifting gears. Southern skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home. And when I see them southern skies, you know I'll never be alone.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show. It's local music here on this April 8th. Bob Cupp with you, along with Shady Lady Productions' own Utah Burgess. Welcome to our 300th episode of the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Happy anniversary, Utah.
Happy anniversary to you, too, Bob. And I can see it's pretty much going about the same as when we had our 200th anniversary. So it's just you and me and... And we don't even have balloons this time.
I know. You know, no cookies. Nothing. No big celebrations.
I had to make the coffee.
Yeah.
Come on.
Would you mind going and get me some this
right
next
back.
Segment here? We appreciate everybody tuning in. We're having some fun here tonight. And it's just hard to believe that it's been 300 episodes of great local music, and we still feel like we're rubbing the surface here, scratching the surface. A lot of great things happening in the month of April. A lot of big things happening in the months to come, too. I mean, we're going to be talking Grassies before long and our 6th annual band jam. There's a lot of great things happening in this music scene.
Yeah, there sure is, and it's hard to believe that, five plus years, almost 6 years ago we started this, and that song you just heard going into the show was the very first song we ever played.
How about that?
For the Grassroots Show, and that was a band called Rockabilly Junction and Southern Skies. It was off a CD that was from the Shady Lady Records catalog.
How about that? And that, I remember when we first played that song, and it had quite a buzz. It would get requested on the lunch, and it was cool to see people having that local connection, and that's a connection that seems to have continued today with people responding to the local music that we play.
That is a great point. That song really, a lot of people called in. What was that song? Who was that? That was really cool.
Yeah. You know, and this little show came out of a little conversation we had, and we both were fans of local music and going out and seeing local bands, and of course, seeing any kind of band and music in general. But here it is many years later, and now The Rock Station 97.7 plays a lot of this music from Sunday night throughout regular rotation throughout the day. So you're hearing local music here in Western Pennsylvania blended right in with all the national acts we play.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. On our Facebook page the other day, you'd compiled a list of just the artists that had played in one single week, and we threw that up. It was astounding how many local bands got that much support from a local radio station. And so we just appreciate you getting behind us and letting us know you're there. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a great ride, and we certainly appreciate being along for the ride every Sunday night, and you tuning in and listening, too. And we've got a lot of great music here tonight. This particular segment is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, and Jim Harpel and his staff have been along for the ride for quite a while for us here, and we appreciate them being a part of the show. And Jim is part of a new band that is called Meat Hook, and they have been working very diligently on a debut album that they're going to be putting out, and then they're going to tour on that album and play out and about. And so we're anxious to hear that happen. But we've got another new cut from them, and this is, I tell you, the stuff they've been putting out on this is really killer sounding, and I think you're going to dig this as well. This is the band Meat Hook and their song Better Off Over coming your way.
All right, and I think I'm going to take this opportunity on episode 300 to play some of my favorite local tunes. By no means is this a comprehensive list. We only have an hour and few minutes, but this is a song I think should be on the airwaves all across the nation. I've said that several times, and that's Doppler Effect and their song Crystal Teardrops.
You found the Grassroots Show, episode 300 tonight, here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Tell me I'm trying to paint to what you are.
sun begins to fall, raising shadows on the wall. If my glass ain't pain, isn't life such a shame? Well, the sun begins to fall.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's local music here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, our Grassroots Show, beginning its 300th episode, and we expect to be around a lot more than that, too, so hope you'll be around for the ride as well, and all the great events that we have going on, and thanks in large part to great local sponsors that have been along this ride for 6 years now, including the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, who were there right after Rockabilly Junction played. You probably heard the first Rainbow Inn ad play, and they were there 300 episodes ago.
Yeah, they were. It was fantastic. You know, we had to walk the talk, so to speak, and to be able to land the Rainbow Inn, and we had a couple other early sponsors back then as well, but to be able to bring them in and say, we got some local businesses behind this concept was huge, and getting us off the ground and keeping it going. They've been with us all along. That's why you need to stop in there, say hi, say thank you, get a man can. You and I stopped in after a Pirate game one night, I remember.
Great little place. And people, you know, you'll if you've never been there, you know, maybe if you're heading down 28, heading to Pittsburgh, or you're popping into Natrona Heights, New Ken, wherever it is, it's right along the stretch there. You go down and, you know, on 356 into Freeport, you hit the bottom of the hill. They got the new traffic light system in there. You make the turn. As soon as you make the turn on the right, there's the Rainbow. So it's an easy place to stop in and have a man can special, or pop in and catch a Pirate game. You know, especially some of these early. I love the early season when they have some of the afternoon games.
Yeah, I love that. Yep.
Yeah. So we thank them for being a part of it. And thank you all for listening, and next thing you know, it'll be the 6th annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We can't wait for that, and that's coming quick at Coopers Lake Campground, and it's been great to see the response of people reserving campgrounds, spots out at Coopers Lake Campground, people checking in for their tickets. Don't forget, you've got to buy your pre-sale ticket because it'll save you $5, first of all. But don't forget, 17 and under get in free, so if you're gonna, you know, you want to make it a family fun weekend, we certainly make that as best as we can to make it a family fun event. And there's so many different things you can do out at Coopers Lake. It literally can be a vacation weekend for you.
It really is. And just come on out, and you can come and go as you please with that $20 admission ticket. If you do want to camp, you have to do that through Coopers Lake Campground. That is separate, but I recommend you come for the whole weekend. You will want for nothing.
Absolutely.
Laundry facilities, shower facilities, a lake, biking, hiking. We all have other activities other than the music. They have a camp store that's amazing. Food vendors. It's just great. Just go to thebandjam.com and check it all out.
Yeah, and they're building a brand new shower facility down by the lake. You know, it's not that you're going to go out and rough it by any stretch of the imagination. And, of course, the bands always bring a great show. Everybody just seems to elevate their game for that weekend.
Yeah, I love it.
So let's play some more tunes. In fact, why don't we dive into one of the bands that we've already previously announced as part of this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. They made their debut last year and just had the place going crazy. They put on a fantastic show. In fact, this next segment, I think we're going to get down through this list. Everybody has either been announced for this year's Band Jam or has been part of a Band Jam in years past. Yeah. Shows you how special this Grassroots Show thing has become.
Yep.
So we'll do Red Room Effect and Frame of Mind.
Sounds good, and I say we follow that up with some Big House Pete, Love Is On My Side. Past Grassy nominee.
That's right.
Love Is On My Side.
And they were there for Band Jam number one.
Yes, they were.
By myself. river bend, bend, bend. To doubt, but I know deep inside there is a God and there is a plan for this confused and broken up man. Goodbye, your best friend. Another good thing has come to an end. In my heart, you are still alive. You always taught me that love is all mine. Time slips by and slowly you're gone. Memories fade and life goes on. I look for love and sometimes I find it's all around me if I open my eyes.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show, April 8th here, show number 300. This segment again brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, our longest running sponsor of the show. We are certainly happy to have you along here tonight as we celebrate the music that has been with us for the past 6 years. And keep your ear to the radio, because every time you hear a song that's played throughout the day, that might be one of the Grassy Award nominees in Utah. As we talk about the Band Jam happening in July, our Grassy nominations come out before that, and for the entire month of June, we have everybody vote on it, and you, the listeners, determine who the winner is. The Rainers are the Needs Hotel Band. We visited with John Vento with Dave Granati last week, and the Needs Hotel Band are the reigning champions, but somebody else will be crowned this year, and we'll have a reveal show in May. And then you get to vote all the month of June.
That's less than 2 months away. So we'll be announcing this year's nominees. And you know what you can do out there? You can email the station. You can call the station. You can make noise for your favorite bands, because that plays a lot into the nomination process. It isn't just you and I. It's the on-air personalities and other people involved here with Butler Media Group overall that help come up with this list.
Absolutely. So don't be shy about letting your voice be heard, because that also goes a long way in helping to determine what songs we do choose out of the Grassroots Show that get played in regular rotation.
Oh, yes, it does, yeah.
You know, here on The Rock Station. Of course, one of the nominees of past years, and also a guy who was part of our first year Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and we're so excited to have him back this year. He's going to be one of the main performers this year, fresh off of his the International Blues Festival competition, in which they were a semifinalist. We're talking about Jeff Fetterman and the Jeff Fetterman Band. I'm going to take you back a few years, a song that played in one of our first year's shows of music, and that's one of his songs called Paradise.
Sounds good, and I'm going to follow that up with one of the songs is kind of a personal favorite of mine from the scene, and that's from Mr. Ben Valasek and his band The Growlers, a song called Walk on the Water.
And I'll just say to Ben, go rock, and he'll understand why. As we go back to the music on The Rock Station, 97.7 and The Grassroots Show tonight.
Thank you. steps away from heaven, babe, I'll set you free, alright. Well, wouldn't it be nice making love to you, baby? Will it be like paradise?
To believe in ghosts, goblins, or ghouls, but I'd rather keep an open mind than to live like an ignorant fool. See, I've never seen an angel, but the devil has knocked on my door. There's good all around this world, but it is great that I'm striving for. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist, those miracles. Superstitions, and I'm not afraid of the end, and I don't want no TV preacher to buy me one with the money I send. See, my glass is half empty, but sometimes it's half full. But it don't mean a damn thing, frankly, unless you let superstitions rule. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist. Red one in a magazine, and a mama saw her baby at birth. A neighbor lady said she fell out of touch. I wanna give every present.
When you shop Bros' Super Red at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Super Rat, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, we're streaming 977rocks.com. The show is also archived there for future playback. I want to thank each and every one of you that happened to stop by the Music for Healing and Mobility fundraiser and Rock Done Right tour stop last night down in Blahnox. You had an opportunity to hear some comedic fun and three local bands, all for the benefit of Mr. John Sopko. So thank you for everybody who stopped by and were part of that, but also those that donated items, too. There was a lot to that, and we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of the Rock Done Right tour is charity work in the community. Ryan's Run in March, we were there yesterday for the John Sopko benefit was there, and again in May, we're going to be doing a benefit for Robin's Home at the American Legion in Lindora, and this is a very special event. Please check this out. Come be a part of it.
Yeah, that's going to be May 18th if you'd like to mark your calendar. Check it out, the Lindora Legion. It's the one up on top of the hill, and that'll be a Friday night. So you can pop on by on your way home from work, and it won't take up your entire weekend, and you know you're going to help out a great cause.
Yeah, admission is free. I mean, we just want you to walk in, come in, check out the raffle items. If you feel inclined to donate, that'd be great. If you want to stop off on your way home from work or whatever, you only have a few minutes, no problem. You want to come and hang out with us all night, even better. We're going to have some great music and all kinds of fun that night. Just very similar to what we did when with the Traveling Wall came into town. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, help out the vets at the same time. So hope you'll do that. Well, we're going to play another tune from a band that's going to be at the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival. And I shouldn't say band, actually musician. He has his own band. He does two different things. And he does it as solo act as well, known as Acoustic Fingers, and that's Rob Rausch. And his last album that he put out, I just thought was just incredibly, incredibly good stuff, start to finish. It stands with anything you could find nationally in my book. And we're going to play a song from that as Acoustic Fingers, Rob Rausch doing Wildfire.
All right, and I say we keep it acoustic here then, and we'll follow that up with a song called Easy on Yourself by Amanda Noah, who I believe has some new CD that she's going to be dropping here real soon. So hopefully we'll have her in here and she can tell us about it. Catch up with what she's got going on.
And if you ever get a chance to see Amanda Noah out and about live, we've had her at the Band Jam in the past as well. She does a great show. It's she will draw you to the stage with the power of her vocals and her songwriting abilities. So it's great music. That's why we showcase it every Sunday night here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
And I'm all yours, yeah.
Homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Be sure to join Mary Lou Scherter in another night at the Steamworks Creative. It's Steamworks Sessions every Tuesday from 7:30 to 10 o'clock, hosted by our friend Mary Lou Scherter. And don't forget, an acoustic evening with Joe Grishecki is coming up on Saturday, April 14th. Check out steamworkscreative.com for the entire schedule. Join Washboard Tony and Son at the Southside Elks on Friday, April 13th. That gets underway at 8 o'clock. Frank Vieira will be at the Tequila Cowboy in Pittsburgh on Friday, April 13th. Welcome back, Frank. Congratulations on the newborn. Don't miss out on the fun at Jurgles on Sunday, April 15th. The Beat Goes On, remembering Ronnie Beidle, who was a member of Wild Cherry and an original member of the Needs Hotel Band. A whole bunch of friends and musicians come together to celebrate his legacy and also fund the Ron Beidle Memorial Drumming Program for kids on the spectrum. Proceeds benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and that new program. $15 in advance at Jurgles.com. If there are any tickets remaining, $20 at the door. The 9th annual Ragu Festival is coming up at Gare Field up in Sandy Lake. It begins on Friday, April 27th. Please mark your calendar for the next Rock Done Right tour stop. It's coming up on a Friday in May, May 18th. It'll be the Robin's Home Benefit at Lindor American Legion. This is a home that will benefit women veterans.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Our previous segment brought to you by our friends at Bros' Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price. And, hopefully you had one of their hams for Easter. If you didn't, well, then you need to try one of their steaks on the grill this weekend, because it's that time of year. I know next week my camp's opening up, and I know what I'm going to be taking up north, and that's a lot of good vittles that I can cook out on the grill. Of course, we stop there. It's a once or twice a week stop for me to pick up some various stuff for dinner. And, you know, they've got, if you're looking for something for lunch, pop on in. They've got a great deli there, and they've got a lot of fresh-made stuff. So you walk in, you got a lot of ideas to choose from. So I encourage you to pop in to one of the hometown businesses that have been around for a long time. When people mention the name Bros' Superette and Butler, they recognize it, and we thank them for being a part of our show. And this particular segment coming up here is being brought to you by P&W Construction. I'm sure there have been some buildings you've walked through that P&W Construction have constructed.
Well, I heard you say something really neat there. I think it was camp opening.
Yes.
So I can't believe it's that time of year already.
Uh-huh.
Camping season is upon us. And, of course, I know a great place you can camp at this summer.
Yeah.
That'd be Cooper's Lake Campground.
How about it?
July 13th through the 15th for the Band Jam.
Yes. 6th annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Last year it was 20 bands for $20, and we're guaranteeing at least that. And some side shows and events, too. And it's more than Bob and, you know, Utah stumbling across the grass. Those aren't the side shows we're talking about. But no, it's a great weekend, and there's so many different things to do out there. Kids 17 and under get in free. I encourage you to, you know, bring the kids out, bring their bikes, bring the fishing poles. Just go out and explore. I mean, there's so many different things to do out there. And then we've got these amazing musicians playing all night Friday and all day Saturday.
Well, you know, and we call it our local music festival, but we had people in from Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia. We had somebody from the state of Washington in for our festival last year. So, it's neat stuff, and it speaks to the power and the quality and the musicianship and the songwriting, everything we've been talking about for 300 episodes now.
Yeah.
And, it just speaks to that, and you can come out and catch it in a live setting. We hope to see you there.
Again, if you go to thebandjam.com, that's a website we have that shows you some of the people that have been announced. It tells you how to get tickets. Tickets are $20 pre-sale. They'll be $25 at the gate, and they will be sold at the gate, but you're going to save $5 just by buying them ahead of time. So go ahead and get everything planned, and then that also can link you over to Cooper's Lake Campground, because the reservations, if you do choose to camp out there, that is separate from your admission price. But it's a very inexpensive weekend. And, I mean, my goodness, they have everything imaginable out there. It's a very great self-contained weekend.
Yeah. You can also buy them online. And there is a very small service fee for that. But to offset that, you'll get a nice little gift at the gate. So if you choose to buy them online, you just show that ticket when you come in, and we'll hook you up with something cool. And, you know, we have to, speaking about sponsors for the Grassroots Show, we have some great sponsors again this year that we have to announce. Our local area McDonald's are back. Really excited about that. You can see the golden arches from the from the venue there, and I'm sure they sell a lot of coffee that Sunday morning.
Oh yeah. Coffee and some good McMuffins and more. So we thank them. Huffnagel and Majors are back this year.
About camping.
You can rent something from them, and they're going to have a display model on hand. It's great to have those guys back and helping out the cause this year as well.
Yep, and then this year we're going to be doing our shirts a little bit differently. We're going to be having them printed on site. So we thank Apparel Custom Prints for that. They're going to be out there, and that way you can maybe pick your size and your color a little bit and do it that way, because I seem to always get that wrong. You know, I'll pick, you know, I won't sell any of this size one year, so the next year I have, you know, I decrease the quantity, and that's the size everybody wants, you know. So I can't figure it. The algorithm is just too much for me, so we're going to go this route this year.
And have them done right on site. How about that? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot more to talk about, too. We'll have the beer garden again this year, and it's just going to be a fun weekend. So I hope you'll make plans. Mark it on your calendar. Make it a vacation weekend, because that's really, truly what it becomes for me and us. And we go out and celebrate a few days of just enjoying the Cooper's Lake campground atmosphere.
That's awesome.
Because it's such a special place, but then the music tying it in, that just puts the cherry on top of it.
You know, the people that own that and run that are just super cool people. That's the other thing. We, you know, being able to develop this relationship with them over the years, they've just opened their doors to us and have been so accommodating, so friendly. They want to see this thrive. They want to see this go, and they've put their trust in us, and we're giving it our best go. We need something. We ask them, it's there. You know, they're just fantastic people. Trust us, you're going to love this venue.
And they're going to treat you the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not just treating us because we're putting it together. You will find when you go there, they want you to be there. They want to help you have a great time. It's just an awesome atmosphere, kids. So come on out and join us and have some fun with us. And, well, let's play a couple of past contestants who were at the band jam. They won't be there this year, but we've had them in the past, and they've had some great music. And I want to, in particular, our next artist, give him a little shout-out, because he and his wife just had a little youngin'. Congratulations to Mr. Frank Vieira, who put out a great album over this past year.
Sure did.
And actually been spinning some of his tunes on our sister station, WBUT Butt Kickin' Country. But she didn't know is the name we're going to play from Frank Vieira. Frank, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a great song. Good pick. And let's take the song out with a song by one of my favorite songwriters, and I just really like this tune. It's The Shiners, Rob Keller, original here, So They Say.
A past Grassy Award winner. How about that? Appropriate to end up the show number 300. Or the band.
Yes.
The band, a past Grassy Award winner. So, I mean, every one of their songs could be a Grassy Award winner if we'd allow it.
It's going to be interesting. Just a few weeks to go.
How about it? We'll be announcing it soon. So.
And waits for the arm wrestle.
Yeah, there we go. Well, have a great week, and we'll be back with show number 301 next Sunday night right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Let's go get a beer, Bob.
I'm heading to the Rainbow. You heading?
Show. I'm a dead on ringer for an average Joe. She don't know. Yeah, she don't know. She's a high dollar dress on a mannequin. I'm a Walmart shelf. I'm a clearance bin. She don't know. Yeah, she don't know that she's too good for me. Don't tell. She's too good for me. Don't tell. She's too good for me, don't tell. Don't tell, don't tell her, 'cause she don't know what she feels when she.
walks in a room, my eyes on her. Beautiful, beautiful, she don't know. But I know that it's all gonna end too soon. Sipping Pinot Grigio, I'm domestic, anything Latin cold. And she don't know, she don't know. She's a full moon rising in the Georgian sky. I'm an 80% cloudy night. She don't know, she don't know that she's too good for me on tip. She's too good for me on tip. Don't tell her, you don't tell her, cause she don't know what she does when she walks in a room. My eyes on her, beautiful view, she don't know. But I know that it's all gonna end. And one of these days, she'll figure it out. And I'm sleeping on the curb, slid up the couch, cause she's too good. She's too good for me, don't tell. She's too good for me, don't tell. Don't tell. You don't tell her, she don't know what she does when she walks in her room. My eyes on her, beautiful view, she don't know. But I know that it's all good and too soon.
the sheriff caught me, and it took me in. My body was shaking, I was feeling sick. That's when it finally hit me. Hit me like a brick. Lessons they tried to teach me, good guys always win. Yeah, the good guys ride off into the sunset to chase another day.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the mirror way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel.
Yeah. my day.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?